You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
What's up?
What's up? December edition, right? Almost at Christmas break.
Right.
Right. This is, I don't know what day it is because we're recording a little bit early, but it's definitely December. I know that.
It is. And so we have a tradition in our house of getting horrifically ill. It is jingle bells, bronchitis.
Oh, guess what?
Deck the halls.
I just took my son to the urgent care this morning and guess what he has?
What?
The strep throat.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice little holiday twist.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Oh. Now I'm just praying the other two don't get it.
Oh, but they're gonna.
Or me.
You gotta just pray that they just get it at the same time.
Totally. Right?
Yeah. Might as well swap spit.
But he did sleep next to me last night, so we'll just see how that goes.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. Yeah. Oh, for sure. You're gonna get it. That's fine. You should just get a prescription right now.
I was thinking that.
Z-Pak.
I was thinking that. By the way, I finished the Casey Anthony.
Oh, you did?
I did. And
I think we should talk about that on Patreon, though, because it's a long
Okay. Talk. Well, we will talk about it then on Patreon, and you can listen there. So, or our bonus, you can get that on Apple subscription, and we will go from there. But I will say, because we did mention it last time on our regular episode, that I have had a little bit of a change of heart.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go into more details there.
Okay. Yeah. It's
very
divisive.
You guys listen on Apple, it's real easy. You could just click subscribe And then if you don't listen on Apple, you can go to patreon.com/housewives of true crime. And I also wanted to tell you guys, we are doing shorts, like short snippets on YouTube. So if you haven't checked us out, I encourage you to do so. It is HWTC, stands for Housewives of True Crime. They were real finicky with my name. So sorry, it has to be abbreviated. But go there, please find us. You could probably just search Housewives of True Crime and we'll pop up. And please like and subscribe us. That would like and subscribe us. Like us, subscribe to us. We would really appreciate it.
Okay, are you done? I'd like to get back to talking about myself.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Well, that okay. is kind of yourself too.
Oh, okay, whatever. Okay. So anyways, my crazy husband came home from a conference early. Can you believe he was delusional enough to text me while he is eating at nice restaurants, staying at a hotel, not hearing children coughing all night, to say, I miss you guys, even though you're sick.
Oh my gosh, that is a nice husband.
Right? And he took a flight home early.
Wow.
And then he spends about 10 minutes like post coffee, nebulizers, humidifiers, sickness all over the house. And he's mm-hmm. like, fuck, I wish I was in New Orleans still. I'm like,
you're
yeah.
like, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you were crazy.
Oh, man. But remember, we were talking about how you weren't really checking on him because
no,
so
I
busy.
Wasn't. So... And here he was being so good. I know. Now he really regrets that
oh,
choice.
Oh, gosh. But at least you're married to a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can change a tire, too. It's pretty impressive. It works out.
Great. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, let's talk about our case this week, which
sure
does involve a guy that may or may not be on the Jeremiah McCauley status.
Okay.
I think may not, actually.
May not. Okay.
Yeah. All right. This story comes out of Texas yet again. I mean,
nice.
It's a big state. Lots of people. Lots of crime. Mm-hmm. But honestly, this is one that no one could have ever seen coming, right out of Austin, Texas. Now,
you know, I still haven't been to Austin.
Well, you know what they say? There's a saying that they
keep Austin weird.
Yes, that's it.
That's why I know I would fit in.
I think you would, actually. It's a really cool, amazing city. It has a good music scene, great bar life. You love that. Good restaurants. It's got a river that runs through it. They call it a lake, Lake Austin. It's absolutely beautiful. Maybe we should go there instead of San Antonio.
Both. Let's do both.
Well, we could do both. It's on the way.
Okay.
From Dallas. You'd like stop in Austin and then go to San Antonio. I mean, we could do a whole Texas road trip.
And Waco, too.
And Waco.
I want to go to the silos.
Okay. All right. That's
gonna, Texas tour.
That's going to be
2023.
Wonderful. If you guys, you know, we'll tell you when we'll be there, and then you guys could check it out, too. I will also put a disclaimer about Austin real quick, that it did start going downhill a little bit, but it has been cleaned up. However, murder is on the rise in Austin, so I hope they get that under control soon. Like, double what it was last year. Yeah.
Double's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, I guess it's not a lot if it was only one. Last year, it's two this year, but that's what I read. But I don't think it's just one. Actually, I know it's not just one because I'm talking about one.
That doesn't put me in a holiday mood.
I'm sorry. This is not a holiday crime. It's actually more around your and my birthday crime. Okay. Big city, about 1 million residents, which I was surprised. I didn't think it was that big, but it is. Okay, this case is one of recent times, one that we actually talked about on Patreon when it was happening, which was just this past May 11th, 2022, right in between our birthdays, Gretch. I often don't do cases that are not finalized, but this one has always piqued my interest, and I'm sure we will have updates in 2023, but I wanted to get you guys all up to speed. And of course, all this stuff I'm going to tell you is allegedly because this person in question is innocent until proven guilty. So let's begin. Of course, right? I mean, she's innocent until she's not. Let's begin. Week of May 8th, 2022, there was a big gravel racing competition in the town of Hyco, Texas. Well, I've never heard of this place. And you probably haven't either.
Kind of sounds like Hyman. Not a good name for a town.
I go. I don't, it is a really weird name.
I don't know why my brain is like that. Yeah.
Well, there's only 1,300 people that live there, so it's pretty freaking small. I'm assuming most racers probably stayed in neighboring cities, which is what this up-and-coming professional gravel racer did, whose name is Mariah Wilson.
Okay.
Are you wondering what the heck gravel racing is? Or are you just going to take it?
It sounds scabby.
I was for sure you were going to be like, what the hell is gravel racing?
No, it sounds like that horrible trip I went on with my children to the Kern River, and they rode their bikes in the gravel and everybody kept busting their knees open. It was terrible.
Well, that is what it is. It's racing on gravel. It's in between kind of mountain biking and road racing. Most of the races are ridden on dirt or gravel, and some of it could be on roads and some of the trail could be on like Sneak Peek kind of mountain-esque terrain.
They probably wear knee pads. They're smarter than I am with my children.
Well, from the pictures, I haven't seen that, but I don't know. I think
maybe they're just more coordinated.
Dude,
than
I don't
my children,
think they
so they don't fall off all the time.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I probably would not be good.
By the way, if you were on that trip with me, I'm real sorry. It did suck though.
I remember.
Sorry.
It was like the worst trip you ever
Still
been
love
on.
Y'all, but it did suck.
Okay. It's also a very inclusive racing style where everyone starts in a big pack and the races seem to have a big social component to it. It has gotten really popular in the last few years, and the equipment for these professionals is real pricey. Like, you know, those bikes are like 12 grand or more.
Dude, it's crazy how expensive mountain bikes are.
Yeah. This is a gravel bike. I don't know. Somewhere in between.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. Yeah, they
Even
get expensive.
Those road bikes are crazy expensive.
Oh.
So back to Mariah, who was born Anna Mariah Wilson on May 18th, 1996 in Littletown, New Hampshire.
Okay.
She was best known as Mo. So once you got to know Mariah, you would eventually just call her Mo. Mo.
That's cute.
I know, it is really cute. And it's one of my daughter's really good friend's name too. Her real name is Modine, which I think is even cuter.
That's cute too.
I know. So Mo was an athlete by nature. As a child, she was a competitive skier and even nationally ranked as a junior skier. After high school, this badass disco biscuit went to Dartmouth College, where she was on the alpine ski team. And
fancy.
I know, right? And she got a degree in engineering.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
real fancy. Extra.
Yeah, I would call her the ultimate disco biscuit. She was real pretty, very athletic, determined, and smart. And after college, she got a job at a company called Specialized. And anyone in the biking world knows that name. They are like a top-ranked bike company. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't. But just back to this bike thing. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, it just really blows my mind because Santa might be shopping for a new bike for one of the children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get a real cute beach cruiser from Walmart for about $150 with the basket and the cup holder and everything.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Okay. So why do you need a $12,000 bike? I mean, I know it's like different, but I mean, it's like, what is, they well, look so similar. You know, it like blows my mind. How can they be so different?
I actually have a Specialized bike. It was not $12,000 and it's for my kid. And it was really expensive, but we did not pay the really expensive price because we got it on Facebook Marketplace from a guy that had his kid had outgrown it. And he was like, I just want to give it to another kid. And we got it for a real good deal.
Yeah, so, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So she gets this job at Specialized. And of course, she's like, okay, I better take up this bike racing, right? So she starts in on this new and upcoming sport called gravel racing. And no doubt the chick was good at it. Within months of competing, she was becoming a known competitor in this sport. She was in magazines. People wanted to talk to her on podcasts. Disco Biscuit Mo quit her job to become a professional biker.
Okay.
Which sounds awesome.
Yeah.
She was living in San Fran at the time, which doesn't sound awesome. But
I used to dream of living in that city.
Of course you did, just like Mo when she was 25 years old and she was single and all she had to do was ride a freaking bike all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was Mo, I would want to live in San Francisco too. Well, maybe not anymore, but, and maybe not even in May, but back when I was 25. And, you know, her life sounded glorious.
Yeah.
If all I had to do was ride a bike all day and eat whatever I wanted because I rode a bike all day, it'd be amazing.
Oh, totally. 100. Yeah.
So Mo was competing in this Hyco Texas gravel race, and she decided to stay in Austin, which is a little over 2 hours from Hyco. But like I said, Hyco's a small town, so she picked Austin, and I don't blame her. Her friend had a small little house on a safe street in Austin and was happy to have Mo crash for there for a couple nights. Mo also probably was pretty happy to be in Austin because she knew another biker, a pro biker also, named Colin Strickland that lived in Austin. Colin was the man in gravel racing, and he is pretty handsome dude as well. He held all the accolades, was sponsored by multiple companies, including Specialized and Red Bull, which is your favorite.
Gives me wings. Y'all, gives me wings.
Must have given Colin wings too.
Makes me crave one right now. I have a 12-pack in the fridge.
Oh my God. You're addicted.
Yes, I am.
Colin and Mo.
Allegedly. Pavlov's disclaimers.
Colin and Mo had previously had a little fling and it didn't last long, but they did take a trip together. She even flew to Texas to see him.
Oh, shit. That'll make or break it. Travel together. Figure it out.
It's true, but this fling was pretty short, like a week. Mo.
Oh, okay. That's real short.
Yeah. Well, they lived in two different states. One lived in Texas, one lived in California. It's kind of far.
Okay.
So right after this short little fling, Mo got a couple of strange calls from an unknown number with a woman saying, stay away from Colin.
Oh, shit.
She found it pretty odd. And then shortly after that encounter, Mo saw Colin at another gravel racing event. And he was with his longtime girlfriend, Caitlin Armstrong.
Okay.
This totally threw Mo off. As she was thinking, and by the way, I'm talking all before this Hyco race, right? So this really threw Mo off. She's thinking like, what the hell? Like, I saw you not that long ago and we were taking a trip together and we're probably still texting. I don't have that data yet, but I'm sure that's to come. So she sent Colin a text right after this encounter that she saw him with a girlfriend. And this is what the text read. Hey, so this weekend was strange for me, and I just want to know what's going on. If you just want to be friends, and then in parentheses, she says, seems to be the case, then that's cool. But I'd really like to talk about it because honestly, my mind has been going in circles and I don't know what to think.
Okay, I'm a little confused. So she had gotten the text, though, saying stay away from Colin.
She had got a call from a woman.
Okay, so she had to have known he was involved with somebody else. He was doing her dirty.
It sounds like she probably did. What I would hypothetically say, if I just am smart and have been through shit like this, is mm-hmm. that Colin was probably texting her like, oh, that's my crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that coming. I was thinking, like, who are these girls? Like, I have been the girl who has found out they were seeing someone else.
Yes.
I would never call up a chick and say, like, stay away from him.
But
I just like drink my humiliation away and find another dude.
I know. But if you were living with him and you saw that he's texting some other girl or okay, so this is actually what happened, or supposedly what Colin says, is that him and his girlfriend, Caitlin, had a little break.
Oh, they were on a break, they were, air quotes.
Uh-huh, at break. And then that is when he had this little fling with Mo. However, I think, did not ever tell Mo that he got back together with Caitlin, or ever tell Mo that Caitlin was really still his girlfriend. You understand?
Yes, now I'm understanding.
Because this is how Colin responded to this text message. Hey, Mo, I feel very shitty for putting you in a position where you don't feel comfortable. He then went on to say that Caitlin was there for business because they had this fixing up travel trailers together, Caitlin and Colin. Mm-hmm. And so he says, in hindsight, this was not a good idea, basically, to bring her. And that's it. He never admitted that Caitlin was, in fact, his girlfriend, or that he didn't want a relationship with Mo.
Okay.
So it makes sense that the next time she was in Colin's area, which was for this Heiko race, that she would hang out with him. Maybe just as friends. We don't really know. But what we do know is that Caitlin knew about Mo. And she was obviously not super fond of her, because Mr. Colin kept whatever communication the two had, even if it was just friendly, hidden from his girlfriend. He went as far as to change Mo's name into a dude's name on his cell phone.
Oldest trick in the book. We're on to that, Colin.
I know. He also would immediately delete her text messages when they came in. So I think that's pretty shady.
Yeah. Also, check the deleted file.
Yeah.
Hello.
But does it also say something about Caitlin? Maybe she's the jealous type. Like, maybe he just wanted to have a friendly relationship with Mo. I think that to the contrary. But what I did read in the New Yorker was that Colin was pretty much a douchebag.
Yeah.
Basically, what the New Yorker said was that he has this live-in girlfriend, Caitlin, who was also his quasi-business partner, but he kept her pretty hidden from the professional world. And then he played women in the biking world. So you know the type. The one that
I know the type. Yeah. He's just stringing everybody along, and he's doing a pretty good job of it, I would say. I mean, based by the tone of that text where he says, like, I'm sorry you were in a shitty position. I mean, when you are young and a 20-something, that's enough for you can read into that like, oh, he likes me.
Uh-huh. 100%.
He's sorry about something. Yeah. When you're 30, you say, I'm going to need some more clarity on that.
Yeah, right. Like, who is this? Do you live with
her?
Who
was this bitch? Yeah. What's the situation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got, you know, TikTok only got so many eggs. Okay.
That's right.
But in 20s, you don't clarify.
You're not even thinking that yet.
No, you're not. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me, though, of the case you just did in San Antonio. This guy.
It does?
Yes, because he would have these flings on this married wife, you know, the whole time of his relationship.
And love to string along the Bonnie. And the side piece. And I think the thing is about that case is I think it's so clear to all of us that he was stringing her along. She still won't admit it. She's like, it was love.
Oh, God. Okay.
It was like, but he was stringing you along.
And remember, okay, so listen to this. This girl, Mo, she's 25 and Caitlin is 36.
Yeah, so she knows where it's at.
In her like mid-30s, okay?
Okay. So she's getting insecure. She's starting to need Botox. She's like, get that 20-something.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I'm a texter.
That's so funny you just said that, because there's something coming up that's going to really make you laugh. Okay. So back to May 11th, when Mo and Colin decide to get together. Mo's friend, I guess, had plans with some other friends. So she leaves Mo at the house. She has one of those fancy door handles I think you have that you put the code in.
Oh, yeah.
I think this one, you can give people a code and then it tells like when they come in or out or whatever. So you could see when Mo goes out, when Mo comes in. Colin picks up Mo on his motorcycle and they go chill at a swimming hole called Deep Eddy. They spend a couple hours there having burgers and cocktails. And then Colin drops Mo back off at home at 8:36. We know that because of that fancy door lock.
Okay. Mine is not that fancy. It doesn't tell you what time people came in and out.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay. Well, no. I guess her friend is fancier than you.
Yeah.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Of course, Colin's douchery ensues, and he pulls out his phone right then, which he had turned off the entire time he was with Mo. He immediately texts Caitlin. Hey, you out? I went to drop off some flowers for Allison at her son's house up north and my phone died. Heading home. Colin then drives away. Mo's friend arrives back home just before 10 o'clock that night and finds Mo lying on the floor in the bathroom with 3 gunshot wounds. Whoever entered the house 1 minute after Mo, because you know you could see when people come in and out of that door, they came right in right this minute later, went straight to the bathroom and shot Mo 2 times in the head and then 1 additional time in the chest as she was already lying on the ground dying.
That's like very execution style.
Dude, like totally. That is brutal, like movie scene, revenge kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mafia. That's yes. what it sounds like.
Totally. Yeah. So Mo's super fancy, very expensive bike was also missing. But why kill somebody for a bike? And
right.
like, I'm sure she would have just been like, here, take it. And who knows that those bikes are worth a small car? Like, not many people.
Well, I'm sure you could sell it, but also it like you're going to get why would you commit murder and sell the bike? I mean, those bikes have like VIN numbers.
Right.
Like not VIN numbers, but like serial numbers or something.
Yeah,
so it's like you don't if you're smart, you're not committing murder and then going to resell something or have it in your possession because as soon as they come question you.
And I don't think you commit murder like that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emergency personnel would come to try to revive Mo, but the damage was done and she succumbed to her injuries. This bright and shining star was extinguished far too soon, which really breaks my heart because people like her, I would love to see like do lots of great things.
Right.
You know, there's some people that I'm not as doesn't break my heart as much as it did this one.
But listen, PSA for the 20-somethings out there dating or anybody, but grown women probably already know this. When you are on a date, if a guy has his phone out, it doesn't have it turned flipped up. Like if he turns it face down,
yeah.
that's douchebag.
Kind of shady.
Run, yeah. run.
It's totally shady. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so police immediately questioned the friend, and she basically told them what I just told you. She knew that Mo went out with Colin, and to her knowledge, that was the last person that she was with. So they go to Colin's house to question him that very next morning. By then, they had gathered some video footage from nearby Ring cameras, and there was this one suspicious car that kept driving by that neighborhood. And it was real distinct because it had a large bike rack attached to the trailer hitch and a luggage rack on top, and it was a black Jeep. Ironically enough, when they rolled up to Colin's house, they saw that identical car in his driveway.
Boom.
Boom. So this lookalike car is sitting in Colin's driveway. They bring Colin in for questioning and he tells them that it's his girlfriend Caitlin's car. He tells them also, they ask, you know, do you have guns in the house? And he says, yes, I have two guns in the house. I bought them for protection, one for myself and one for Caitlin. And she knows how to use it because she took some classes and goes to the gun range. Well, right away, people pull Caitlin's information. And guess what, Gretchy?
What?
Girlfriend has a warrant out for her arrest.
For what?
Well, let me tell you. In 2018, she went to go get some Botox. And she maxed out her credit card, and so she couldn't pay for it. And so she told the lady, I'm going to go to my car and get my other credit card to pay you. And girlfriend just got in the car and left.
Oh, my God.
And so the Botox bar.
Caitlin, I get it. Those 11 lines will make you crazy. You got to find a – you got a budget, girl.
She found a way, but she left her credit card there. And they have her medical information.
Dumb.
So they filed a police report. And like, you know, now we know because of my car break-in, they're not just going to go arrest her. But if she gets arrested or if she gets pulled over, bam, they have her, right? So let's talk about Caitlin really quick. She is 34. She's an amateur biker. Like she just basically bikes because Colin bikes, you know, that kind. Mm-hmm. Because I think this girl was pretty obsessed with him and she shouldn't have been. I mean, he's good looking, but not that good looking, you know?
Right.
And she's 34. She's got to get moving.
Yeah. find it a little interesting that they are like gun owners and so into cycling. Sorry to stereotype people. Yeah, but you think of them as being kind of granola.
I think they were granola. She is a yoga teacher, too.
And with the guns, it's interesting. I'm just saying, interesting. I wouldn't have seen that coming.
Well, they live in Texas.
Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't know. I've never been to Austin.
I don't know. I think that, and guns is a touchy subject, but I will say that I think in this area, a lot of people think owning guns is something standard that just people do.
Okay. That's fine. You do you.
So she's very pretty. She's a yoga teacher and real estate agent. She has light brownish auburn hair, curly, like my sister-in-law, curly hair, like the kind you want.
Hair. Yeah. Yeah.
And like you said, she doesn't look like a gun owner, but she also doesn't look like she would have a warrant out for her arrest. She doesn't also look like a murderer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not that like a gun owner has a certain look. A lot of people own guns. It's fine, but
I'm just saying,
you. She looks like a yogi. Okay, like,
don't come after us, people. Seriously,
yeah, don't come for us. I'm picturing some chick with curly hair that hangs up those like tapestries with the mandala or something in her apartment.
Yes,
burns incense. You usually don't feel like that's who you're going to run into at the gun range.
Yes, that's true.
That's all we're saying.
Dreamweavers.
Yeah. Okay. And listen, I have some of that hippy dippy shit too.
You do.
I do. Yeah. So, you know, we're just saying. We're just being a little judgmental.
And we don't take
that's what we do.
Super seriously.
And you shouldn't either.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So they bring Caitlin in because of this arrest warrant that she has, but really they just want to question her on the events that took place the day before, and they are allowed to do so. She was pretty quiet through the questioning, but the questioning turned more into an interrogation when they brought in the video of her car. They basically told her that she was a suspect, and they seized both her and Colin's phones, and they also seized the guns. According to the New Yorker, Colin was brought back into the station on May 13th. This is where he said, okay, yes, Caitlin and I went and got some coffee. And he remembers Caitlin saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. I just can't believe you're in this. I dragged you into this situation. And then he never saw Caitlin again.
Ooh.
Caitlin Armstrong went on the run. She sold her car that very day, May 13th. You know, at the car lot, they give you money these days for that.
Yeah.
She bought a burner phone at the Walmart. She grabbed her yoga mat and she got on an airplane to New York. They know this because they have video footage of her at the Austin airport.
Okay, wait. So they didn't keep her after they called her in for initial questioning?
No.
Oh, damn it.
You know what they also didn't do is they didn't make her sign her Miranda rights. They didn't even read her Miranda rights.
I was going to say, did they test her for like gunshot residue?
I know, dude. Like, I think they messed up a little bit on that.
Yeah.
So now there is a manhunt out for Caitlin Armstrong, and no one seemed to know where she went except her new friends in Santa Teresa, Costa Rica. Because
Caitlin,
you know what those
that is so predictable.
I know.
But that's where all those types of tapestry hanging people go on vacation to the Eco Lodge in Costa Rica.
I know. It's so funny. So yeah. These cool cats were hanging out with their new friend, Ari.
On the zip line.
Doing yoga.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
She changed her name to Ari. She went to Santa Teresa, which was pretty perfect to escape because it's pretty hard to get to. It's one of those places in Costa Rica that you got to take a ferry to, and then the roads are really hard. And so unless you're a surfer, you're probably not making it to that particular city. This little gem of a town also does have yoga, and Caitlin probably thought she could at least get a job teaching yoga there for some money, and she did. She lived in a hostel, which, by the way, I also lived in hostels for 3 weeks in Costa Rica back in 2003. It was about $7 a night back then, so your money can last you. I think it's more expensive now probably, but for $7, I got a bed, and I also got a cold shower.
Fun.
So she's trying to make that, whatever, $11,000 or $13,000, whatever she got from her car, last. And while in Santa Teresa, Caitlin was hanging out with the locals, going to the bars, keeping under wraps as much as she could. She got a nose job in the big city.
Ooh.
She chopped her reddish brown, beautiful hair, dyed it dark brown, and kind of like let it, like brushed it out.
Okay.
Or from her picture. Smart. From when they captured her, her hair is like now like a frizz ball.
Okay.
She really seemed to be living the life until authorities finally caught up to her some 40 days later, which I don't think is that long.
Not very long. Not very long. Not worth chopping off that gorgeous hair for.
And getting a nose job. I mean, dude, the girl was like ambitious.
Yeah.
The information regarding her capture is all over the place. I don't think we'll actually know until the trial. But according to Dateline, the U.S. contacted the Costa Rican government and said, we have a yogi on the loose. And since you guys do yoga in Costa Rica, we think she went there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I could have told you that.
I don't know if that's how it happened. There's some other reports that they were tipped off that she was in Costa Rica. I think maybe that's more.
Well, she used her passport to get there. I mean, don't they, that Interpol?
No, she did not use her passport to get there. Actually, she used her sister's passport to get there.
Oh.
And my theory is that her sister, which is not, has not been released, but I have a feeling that they were like, girlfriend, she came to New York. That's where you live. We know she took your passport. You better tell us where she went or your ass is going to jail.
Well, they probably started tracking her sister's passport.
Yes, I think that. But it has not come out yet that that is how they found her. There's just all kinds of like differing opinions. The other one was like she got stopped by authorities in Santa Teresa and she didn't have the right paperwork. Like, dude, I've been there. I never got stopped and asked for paperwork. Like, that doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure it does happen, but they knew she was there somehow. So like I said, there's a couple red flags. Okay, she got brought back to Texas where she's waiting trial now.
You're effed. Texas is not a good place to commit murder.
I know, it really isn't. So here's the thing. There are some red flags and Nancy Grace is on it. You know, she is like,
oh, shoot.
She likes this case. So she says that they are going to throw out that initial interrogation because she wasn't read her Miranda rights. The prosecution is going to fight and say she never was interrogated. She was free to leave at any time. But Nancy's like, no way. They're going to just say that can't be used, which she didn't really say much. They were like, this is your car. You were here. What were you doing here? And she kind of like nods her head yes, but doesn't say anything, right? Her attorney that she has now is pretty vocal, which I find interesting. He went on Dateline to say that there is no way that Caitlin could have been in two places at one time. When questioned, well, where was she if she wasn't killing Mo? And he just says, I don't have to prove that. Which it's like, okay, well, I guess you don't. But then we just suspect she is in her car, which is her car. However, they don't have a license plate number on the Ring camera for that car.
Okay. Well, I'm going to trust the jury system.
Okay.
to not get it twisted.
Right.
Not a lot of Jeeps with the bike racks and the things.
Right. That's true. Okay. Yeah. So another thing is, though, that is going to come out is that Caitlin had a tracker on her phone that tracked runners and bikers. There's this app that, like, you could post your trail that you go on.
I'm familiar for
other bikers. Well, PSA, don't use that app. It's not a good idea, especially if you're going from your house on your run or whatever. Then some creepo like Caitlin would know where you are. So Caitlin was following Mo on this app, and she had ridden a couple times around her friend's house on her bike. And so that's how Caitlin knew where Mo was staying.
Okay, good to know.
So you got to be real careful with that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't really do the running anymore.
Yeah.
Red Bull hasn't given me that many wings, and I've got too freaked flying. Out about running like early in the morning.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Dark.
Yeah. So I think that Mo was probably hanging around Caitlin's place of staying. Or no, sorry. So I think that Caitlin, you know, she was hanging around where Mo was staying just to see what was going on with her boyfriend. And she probably saw Colin drop Mo off, give her a hug, maybe a kiss goodbye. And that was it. She snapped. Which does the snap law count for this?
Sudden passion.
Yeah, sudden passion. I don't know if it does, actually, because she brought a gun.
It was premeditated because she like left and came back. Like, yeah. That's not like she was just in the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I'm eager to see what they have for all this evidence. I'm sure they have a lot more. They do have the bullet they tested matched the gun that Caitlin had. Caitlin's attorney says that gun evidence is bogus. Oh, I am also eager to see what comes out in the text messages, because they'll pull up all that old stuff and that'll be in the trial. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of Caitlin's friends actually also went to authorities. She goes by the name of Jane Doe. And she said that Caitlin once told her that she wanted to kill Mo. So I'm not sure if it was like kidding, like, oh, I'm going to kill that chick, or if it was like, no, bitch, I'm really going to kill that chick.
Yeah.
So this case should go to trial in 2023. So we will see what happens.
We will see. Well, I sort of remember this Yogi on the Loose or whatever. I find it so interesting, the cases that we glob onto. And the reason why that this one got so much attention is because it is like we give people that do yoga a pass in life. Like, they couldn't possibly be suspects. So I would like to remind you all to maybe go back and listen to our episode about
Naked
Bikram.
Simba. Oh, Bikram. Yeah.
No. I mean, there's a lot of douches doing yoga.
Totally.
Okay.
Bikram being one of them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. No, was that a bonus episode or was that?
No, that was a regular old.
Okay. Yeah.
Crime.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have not yet left us a review, do that for Christmas. That would be so nice for a Christmas present.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Only if it's a good one. If it's a bad one, just email us. We will be happy to respond to you. Housewivesoftruecrime@gmail.com. We do, and we like getting emails. We do respond. And if you don't follow us on Facebook, Housewives of True Crime Group is our very special. You have to be let in, and if we like you, we'll let you in.
Just like the other 5,000 people.
Yeah. But there are people that we have not.
They are our people, and we do kick out losers.
We do. And we are on Instagram, we are on TikTok, and we are on YouTube. You guys, we are busy AF. And we will see you again on Thursday for our bonus content, or next Monday.
Clink. Can't wait.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.